In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. The Gospel today from St. John, I will read again a small part from it. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you because you loved me. Today is the sixth Sunday in the 50 days after the resurrection. And will be last Sunday, and the next Sunday will be the Pentecost. We will receive the Holy Spirit when our apostles and disciples receive the Holy Spirit. And we talked before about last Sunday that mainly this period God tried to explain to the disciples about the Father and about the Holy Spirit. About the Father and about the Holy Spirit. And if we need only to translate or the meaning, take the meaning of the fatherhood, it means only the love. The fatherhood is the love, the sacrifice, the tender. And today we will meditate on only one thing. We will see how God loves us, about the problem in first we have to solve, or we have to heal a disease that we have. It's anemia of God's love. We have in first to heal the anemia of God's love. And this is a disease in our life, in all our life. The problem that we are hungry. We try to find the love. We try to find the love from in anywhere, everywhere. For example, I need to find a love in my house. I need to find someone to love me. I need to that my kids love me and me love also my kids, or my husband or my wife. But the problem that I still hungry. And I need the love of God. Nothing can fill my heart except only the love of God. Only what I need, sometimes I need that I search the love who loved me, pure love. Without, for example, see who am I. I don't want to someone, for example, to comment on my personality. Or someone give me some commandment, for example. No, I need someone to give me a pure love. And it's easy. If we search, for example, if I'm going to any doctor, any physician, and I ask him, I have anemia, he will give me, for example, first of all, the iron. And let's know what is exactly the iron that I have to take it to heal my disease, to heal my anemia in God's love. And if we take, for example, an example like David, he's very poor. He had nothing. The youngest in all brother in his brothers. Too small. And when we ask him, are you, for example, what you are doing in your life? I meditate God. I like to stay with him more time. I love God. But you are very poor. You have nothing. Yes, I have nothing. But I have God who fill my heart with everything. And when he stand up before Goliath, we can ask David, for example, have you afraid from Goliath? No, I have no fear in my heart. Why? Why you have no fear? He will kill you. No, I have my God. I have God in my heart. I have the love of God, the God's love in my heart. Never, I will never fear from anything. I will never afraid from anything. Then, when he, for example, We can ask David again another question. Are you need to kill Saul? He need to kill you. No, I can't. Are you hate Saul? No. I love Saul. Why? Saul need to kill you. Can you give me a reason why you don't want to kill him? Maybe you have the permission to kill him. At least hit him. No, I can't. Why? I have the love of God in my heart. This is the difference between a person and another person. Who sometimes he looking to other person and he looking what he is doing. Or I hate him. Or I don't like this man. Or I don't like this woman. Why? Because we haven't, still we have no love in our heart. The God's love. And if we ask also Joseph, what are you feeling? What are you feeling when you lost? I have the peace in my heart. Why? Because I have the God's love. And if we go practice, for example, how we find the God's love, first of all, we have to meditate in God's word. If I'm asking now all the church who read the Bible, we have two groups. One group say, I'm reading every day the Bible. And the other group, he will say, not often. I try to read the Bible, but I can't. I have no time. I have a problem. Or last time I read the Bible, maybe last year. And if I'm going to the first group who reading the Bible, are you understand the meaning of the words of God words? Are you meditate in the word of God? Or you do only your homework? I have a homework today that, for example, the father of confession said to me, I have to read a chapter. And I'm reading a chapter. In only 2 minutes, 3 minutes, that's it. And I finish and I close my Bible. And God stay beside me. What you are doing? Can I talk to you? No. I have no time to talk to you. I have no time to hear your voice. Why? Because I have no time. Habibi, my beloved, I have my Bible here. My words is here. Can you meditate in me? Can you meditate these words? I give you some messages. But the problem? No. Sorry, God, I have no time. Then I'm asking after, why? Where my peace? And I'm asking after, where my tranquility? Where am I now? Why I have a lot of trouble? Tribulation, my troubles in my mind. Because there is no peace. Why there is no peace? There is no God's love in my heart. I'm still on the surface. And I have to remember when Jesus Christ asked Peter, go to the depth. You will never see God's or touch or taste the word of God if you will never go to the depth. If you will not go to the depth, you will never taste my word. And how I can go to the depth? I have to sit down and take the time to read the word of God. I have to sit down and to understanding the meaning of word of God. I have to sit down and I have to pray to God to give me the understanding of the meaning of the word and to ask him, what is your message today to me? It's easy. I have already the medication. I have already the iron. And the iron here is only I have to meditate. I have to read the Bible, but with a right way. Not from the surface way. The right way to stay with God more. And to contemplate in these words. And then if we talk about the meditation in God's word. This is the first of all to know God more, and also to know how is God's love, which is very important. The second point is to discover the presence of God. Before going to this point, I have to say we do a lot of effort in our work. We need more money, and we need, for example, to go to have a more improve ourselves, our skills, to have more position, for example. Why in our spiritual life we have no effort to do it? God is present in everywhere, but He is a stand up beside me, and He needs only that I do some effort to ask Him. At one time, Saint Anthony, the devil appeared to him as a monster, and he was scared, afraid, and he thought, okay, they will kill me, they will eat me, what I can do in, like for 10, 15 minutes. And suddenly, oh my God, where are you, my Lord? Suddenly, all the devils disappeared. And then Anthony blamed on Jesus. Where are you? You should be beside me from the second one when the devil appeared to me. And the reply from Jesus Christ to him, I was beside you, but the problem that you didn't ask me, you didn't call me. I was beside you. And I have to call God. This is a problem. The same as we have a cell phone. And this my cell phone is very good. But the problem, I close it. Or there is no signal. I make it only silent. And if I open my cell phone, I will find hundreds of rings and messages from Jesus Christ. But the problem, my phone is silent. This is a problem. Then, to discover where is God, I like the video on the Facebook when we saw. I think everyone sees this video. When this video had like Jesus Christ with all the people, when he washed the car, when he go to the work, when he wake up, when everything, Jesus with him or with all people. I like very much this video. Why? Exactly, Jesus Christ, our Lord, with us every second. But the problem that I cannot discover this. I try to see him. No, I have to try. For example, let's make it practical. When I open my eyes and wake up in the morning, and first of all, I have to see God beside me. I have to ask Him in first to be with me. Then, if I'm going to my work, I have to remember Jesus beside me. If I'm driving my car, I have to remember Jesus is with me in the car. In the work, and I'm working, I have to remember, and I have to remind myself, Jesus is beside me and working with me. Go back to home, I have to remind myself, Jesus is with me, and even when I'm playing with my kids or I'm doing some stuff in my home, Jesus is doing with me. If I'm trying to do it this, it's only which will give me the chance that the love of God can touch my heart. If Jesus Christ is in my mind all the time, sometimes I receive many questions from, especially for the youth, that where is God's love? The problem that I have to do some efforts. I have to remind myself who is God and Is God present or no? If I'm doing everything and I remind myself that God is with me, then yes, I will receive the God's love. How I can discover also Jesus beside me, or the presence of Jesus? To know, first of all, to serve the people, to sacrifice myself to the other. The problem that I am alone, I need myself, I think about myself only, I am selfish. The problem that I cannot help others. If I do it, if I see that the other people is Jesus, I will serve them. If I see that all the people around me are Jesus, I will serve them. And in this case, Jesus will give me his love. Without serving people, sacrifice myself to the other, know God's love. Another point to discover or to see God goes around outside. Meditate on the sky, the tree, the rivers, the plants, the flowers, everything. See how it's beautiful outside. Who do this? I have to see Jesus in all of this. I have to see Jesus in all of this. Last week, we went to the monastery with a small group from the youth. And we did like a quiet time. And I received messages from a youth. We find myself. One from the youth, he told me, I find myself. I told him, why? He told me, when I had a quiet time, I was looking to myself inside, and I found that Jesus is not my heart, is not in my heart. Then I asked him to find myself in first, and I found myself, and I found Jesus Christ is far from me. That's why I asked him to touch my heart. This is only the problem that we have no time to ask God to help me. Believe me, if we ask only God, please touch my heart, to have the God's love, your love, this is efficient to do everything. If we have to pray, they said to us, our fathers, that we have only to change, to transfer our room to be a heaven. If I'm going to pray, I have to pray. The problem sometimes, the prayer count on me, not count for me. I stay for 5 minutes or 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and I do the cross, aben lazi, and be with me, be with my kids, be with me, everything. Thank you very much. Where are you going, my son? I still need to talk to you. Malish, I'm tired. Sorry, I'm very tired. I can't continue to discuss with you, to talk to you. And as a father, still loves me. But the problem, I put a blocks, a barriers on my heart between me and between God's love. There is a gap, and the God's love cannot enter to my heart. Another thing to find or to discover Jesus Christ in our life, I have to thank God on everything. I don't like that I see, for example, X or Y do anything, and I need to do same as they do. No, I need to thank God on everything. I have to thank him every time and in every second. Also, I have to ask God every day in the morning and in the night, what you need from me and what I have to do. and give me also, give me to know your message or to understand your message. Jesus tried to call me every day, many times, but the problem that I cannot hear him because there is a lot of things around me. And that's why I have to ask God, only give me the chance to hear your voice. And the last verse that we can take it, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. This is only the effort that we have to do. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. What is the desire of your heart? The desire of my heart to be with him and to give me the God of love. And glory be to God forever. Amen. Thanks God, today in the morning from Egypt, we thanks our holiness Pope Tawadros. He ordained our bishop, Abba Klimondos, in the morning, and he will come. I don't know exactly when he will come, but he will serve in Easter of Canada, and he will take care about Montreal and Ottawa, Halifax, Kingston. Abuna Shnuda is now in the ordination in Egypt. He attended the ordination in Egypt, and we thank God that we have a bishop who will serve. I will take care about the service in Easter of Canada. We have to pray that God give him the blessings, the wisdom to help us in our service. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Me.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pontocrator, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended into the heavens, and sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again as Lord to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life-giver, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess our baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age. Amen.
In Nepal,